Blessings, blessings, blessings. What's up, people? Listen, you're at another segment of Kingdom Chat. I'm your host, Apostle Claude Jones. You know, my church is Glorious Temple Faith Ministries. We're located at 3389 Main Street in the Adamsville area. That's again, that's 3389 Main Street in the Adamsville area. This is my co-host,
Pastor Louise Gordon.
All right, Louise.
Glory, amen. Your Turning Point Restoration Ministry.
Turning Point.
Amen. 500 Gene Reed Road. Wow. Amen. Birmingham, Alabama.
And you know, today we're super excited. We're super excited about what God is doing, how God is blessing his people to return to the Word. We're just trying to help as much as we can on the podcast, on Kingdom Chat, trying to get people back to seeing themselves in the Word. And today we want to talk about your worth, your value. We want to talk about who you are. You are a champion. We want you to realize that God has invested great things and powerful things in you. It's in you. I don't care if you're an usher, lay member, somebody that just showed up. God predestined for things to happen in your life long before you were born. I say it again. I'm not afraid to say it. Long before you were born, God had put things in your spirit. Listen, I want you to hear this scripture real quick. We're going to talk about it for a few moments. We're going to talk about your worth. We're going to talk about how valuable you are to God. Listen what he said. For the Spirit, this is 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For the Spirit of God gave us, does not make us timid.
Amen.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
It don't make us weak. It don't make us to shy away.
Amen.
It says, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Mm-hmm. There's a difference in being weak and self-discipline. There's a difference. I know the value God has put in me. I know my worth. I'm not intimidated by other preachers or other churches. I know what God has called me to do. And because I'm quiet, don't make me timid.
Amen.
I'm just waiting on my time. I'm just waiting on God to do what he's going to do through me when it's my turn. Come on now.
Amen.
Everybody can't be at the church with a microphone.
Amen.
It'll be a mess.
Amen.
So while one is up, I'll just eat. I'll just eat until it's my time to serve, until it's my time to put it out there, until it's my time to feed. Y'all want to talk now. Y'all sitting at home looking crazy. But you got something you to do. Stop looking at other folk saying what they ain't doing or complaining about the church and saying the church ain't this. Use the value. Uh-oh. Use the value that's in you. Sometimes you can't hear your music. You turn up the volume, which is giving it more value. Putting more value so you can hear. So put that value knob on you. Put it on you. Put a knob on you and turn up the value. Go ahead and let God maximize what's in your life. How you feel about that, Pastor Gordon?
Amen, amen. That is so true. You know, because like I said, we get, before you get into, you know, let me say this. When somebody come into the church, amen, some people don't know their value. They've been beat down. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about people just coming in. Glory to God. Just say somebody walk in off the street.
Right,
amen.
Right.
And maybe they just walked out of a bad relationship.
Ah.
Huh? And they're just torn down. They've been torn down. Their self-esteem is very, very low. They don't know which way to go. They don't know that when they was born, there was a value when they came into the world. But because of life situations, amen, it's made them think of themselves as very small. So we thank and praise God that's why God have people in place. Amen.
Yeah.
To recognize.
Yeah.
Amen. Begin to call them up and love on them. Let them know that God loves you. You're beautifully and wonderfully made.
Oh,
amen.
My God.
And you know, when I was thinking about that word last night, beautifully and wonderfully made, you know, I said, Lord, you know what? we are, as women, we can say, oh, we're beautiful. We get in the mirror and we say, oh, good morning, I'm so beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But then when I looked at that word, wonderfully made, I said, men, you are wonderfully made. Huh? Short, tall, skinny, round, you're wonderfully made. Amen. Don't let anybody devalue you. Get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Closer you get to God. Because I was one of those persons,
yeah,
people at one time.
Yeah.
Didn't know my worth. Because when I was going to school, everybody, Louise Lawson, you know, everybody picked on me. You know what I'm saying? Little nappy head. Come on here. Glory. But that, you know what? Those, when people talk to people like that, they don't know how they're damaging people. That's why I tell people now, please don't talk down to your children. Because when you're talking down to them, that's being imparted in them. And you're wondering why they're not flourishing.
And wonder why they're not moving how they
come
should
on,
be moving.
Yes.
And like I said, I'll be telling them, that kid ain't dumb.
Right.
That kid not retarded. It's,
right.
Stop putting labels on them,
yes,
because they bagging up.
Yes.
It's caused, something has caused them trauma.
Yes.
That they don't see their self-worth. They don't have the confidence. But watch this. This is 2 Corinthians 12:9 said, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter if I do have some things that's going on, his grace is sufficient to build me so I can be used. He said, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
Mm-hmm.
His power made perfect. So I'm not just walking in myself nowhere.
Amen.
I'm walking in the attributes of Christ. I'm walking in how God wants me to walk. So his power is made perfect. And then watch this. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness.
Amen.
I know it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
You can say what you want to say, mm-hmm, but I know this is God. That when I'm up, I know it's God using me.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm talking to people, I know it's God speaking through me.
Right.
I'm living and doing what I'm doing now because of the power of God. And the last part said, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
Amen.
Come on now. So
amen.
All I got to do is step out there knowing God is
come
with
on,
me.
Come on.
Knowing that, you know, the scripture said, no man can do these things,
uh-huh,
except God.
Amen.
So I'm not just walking in a cloud,
mm-hmm,
but I'm walking in God, which gives me confidence,
yes,
that when I move and speak, it's God that's doing it.
Amen.
It's God that's opening the door.
Amen.
It's what causes that Superman, caused that Superman strength to come alive.
Amen.
And then the devil gets afraid of me.
Yes, yes, yes.
When I come in, I change the act.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody acted a certain way when he came in with the S
on.
He did. Now, when he was Clark Kent, then nobody, you know.
Come on.
Hey, Clark. Hey, Clark.
Uh-huh.
But when he came in.
Superman.
Huh?
Yes.
See, when it's your turn, then the Superman.
Come on. Yes.
The super save, the salvation.
Yes.
It shows up.
Yes.
That's Christ shows up,
mm-hmm,
when it's your time. Like,
amen,
okay, you sitting in the pew and you worshiping with everybody, but then God said, okay, it's your turn to say something.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you open your mouth.
Yeah.
He said, if you open your mouth, I'll speak for you.
Yes, yes.
I'm
so many
you,
times.
This,
so many
come on
times,
now, come on.
So many times, amen. So many times, amen. You know, you be sitting there and they're like, oh, my God, they're speaking. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, I don't want to get up behind them. But when you get up there, you open up
okay,
your mouth
okay,
and the Spirit of the Lord take over. But, you know, it's so many people that we're trying to reach, those that don't know Christ. Come on.
Come on.
But God is so great and mighty in their lives because they have purpose. You know what I'm saying? They have purpose. But because of life, because of being beat down,
yeah,
amen. And when I looked at Ephesians, I think it's 2:10, and he said, we are workmanship.
Ah,
we are a workmanship.
We're the workmanship.
Come on,
yeah.
Man. God created us. God made us, amen, just like he made that man out there in the street that actually don't know its value.
Wow.
Some of the people that are homeless don't know their value.
They don't know their value.
Amen. And we as saints of God, we have to even reach out there to them and let them know that you are
valuable. Yes.
You are mighty. You are great. You know, and when God formed us and when the craftsmen people are making whatever nice porcelain pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Making those nice porcelain pieces and they molding and they shaping it and getting it ready to put on the shelf. Huh? But who's to say while it's on the shelf, it's not going to get a scratch?
While it's on the shelf. Girl, don't do that.
Come on, ran out this shelf. And as we have walked through life, we've got many bumps and bruises.
Yeah.
Huh? And it made us people have, what, so low self-esteem. So we got to realize who we are in Christ. As saints, we know how to apply the word to our lives when things are going on. But what about somebody that don't know Christ?
And that's where we come in.
That's right.
Come on now.
Come on.
That's why we got to know the word.
Yeah.
That's why we got to come to our value.
Yes.
Because somebody out there don't know their
value. Don't know their value.
That's why they're out there.
Yes.
Because somewhere their value got misplaced.
Yes.
They went from the Walmart to the thrift store.
Yes.
But they didn't lose no value. Because somebody at the thrift store looking for
them. Come on, here. Come on.
I was at
the thrift store. Well, take them home and pray.
I was just at the thrift store and found some stuff. Hey.
Amen.
That I was looking for. And I got three pieces. This is what I mean.
Amen.
I got three pieces because I didn't disregard because they was at the thrift store.
Right.
I got three pieces. What would have cost me one piece?
Right.
Uh-oh.
Come on.
At the other store.
Come on.
And I'll say, man, oh, my God. So this, if we'll just honor people as people that belong to God.
Yes.
Even they might not be in the church. They might not be saved right
Come
now.
Come on.
But we have to honor them because we got to remember God did something and made us.
Yes, he
we
did.
We wasn't made when we first got there. Watch this scripture. I love this scripture right here. This Psalms 139:13-14.
Yes.
It said, for you created my inmost being.
Yes.
He did.
Yes.
He did this. You knit me together. Yeah. In my mother's womb.
Yes.
He did it.
He did it.
That's where my value come from. If he did it.
Yes.
And he like excellent.
Yes.
And he perfect things when he make it.
Yes.
But Lou, you know I'm talking to you, girl. and then he said, I praise you. Now, because he did this, watch this. Now, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
Amen.
Why? Because you did it.
God did it.
You
Amen.
Put this in me. That's why those people that's out there, we can't downlook them.
They down.
Because we were created by the same God.
Amen.
We were knit together by the same God.
Amen.
With the same power.
Amen. Amen.
In us. He said in us.
Amen.
My God.
In Genesis, what? He created us, what? In his image.
In his
come
image.
Come on here.
In his likeness.
Come on. Come on. So we got to know that if God loves us all, we're all valuable. You know, because somebody have talked down and mistreated you and made you want to give up on life. Don't give up on life. You are valuable.
God loves you very, very much.
Somebody out there just need to hear
that
they are valuable.
Yeah.
You may not have what somebody else has, but you is yet valuable in the eyesight of God and in the eyesight of those that know God for real. Knows how to show you love.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. You know, I was thinking about how valuable and worthy with confidence was Timothy, mama, and grandma.
Yes.
Because Timothy didn't get where he was without mama and
grandma.
Mm-hmm. They live in different eras than Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
But what they knew, they valued it,
mm-hmm.
and then Timothy valued what they told him, which made him the minister, the preacher he was.
That's
not
right.
Just what Paul said to him,
that's right.
but what his mama and his grandmama taught them.
Mm-hmm.
And see, if we don't tell the people, Pastor Gordon, if we don't share with these people, then they won't have it.
They won't.
Then they can't get it. He told us to study so we'll be approved.
Amen.
A workman.
Come on.
That means we telling somebody that we showing somebody what God has put in us.
Amen.
Hey, this is why I do what I do. This is why I say what I
Amen.
Say. This is what, then we show them what I would like for experiences, how he brought us out.
Come on.
How he brought us through.
Yes.
How us obeying God
Amen.
Has caused blessings to fall on our
Amen.
Life. That we're not in the same position they are now when we once were.
That's right.
That this
That's
is this
right.
is how I came
That's
out.
That's how.
You know, this man might be a drunk. I can minister to him
because
I used to be an alcoholic.
That's right.
But something happened with that connection with God, with what he already invested in me.
Right.
It connected.
Yes. Yes.
It connected
yes.
and brought me out.
Yes.
Now I'm able to tell somebody that was drinking, that's drinking now, that God can do it. Watch
God
this scripture. I'm going to give you a scripture. I know you're on fire over there. Let me
that's
read.
Right. Come
Hebrew 4:16. It said, let us then approach God's throne. See, this is what I do
uh-huh.
now.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
So I can stay valuable.
Right.
So my value will stay up.
Right.
I let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence.
Confidence.
I got confidence. I can go to him and hear him.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll let me speak back
yes.
when it's time for me to speak.
Yes.
Come on. I got
yes.
that confidence.
Yes.
So that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
Yes. Yes.
To help us.
Help us.
I need you, baby.
Yes.
I need you to come up in God. I need you to glorify
yes.
God. I
yes.
need your value.
Yes.
I need your worth.
Yes.
You got to come up to where you are. You can't wait on nobody else to
can't
do it.
Wait.
You can't wait on nobody to pat you on the back. You got to know God
got
with you.
Know.
You got to know God speaking to you. You got to know God is with
mm-hmm.
you. You just got to know it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And he's going
to
work through
glory
you.
To God.
You are, I'm telling you today, you are worthy.
Yes.
Your worth is needed.
Yes.
Your skills are needed.
Yes.
Your ideas are needed.
Yes.
Your praying hands are needed.
Yes.
Intercessor, you are needed.
Yes,
evangelist,
Lord.
You are needed.
Yes.
Yes, you are deacon, you are needed.
Yes.
You are needed in the kingdom. There's some other cats out there that can be parking lot attendants, but they need to hear it from you. They need to know God changed your life.
Amen.
And when we say change, he changed your life.
Amen.
He really changed. We got to come up and say, God changed me.
God did it.
We got to stop being so closed-minded mm-hmm. and be transparent. When she said that about the porcelain, I love it because you got different kinds of artery out there like that. But porcelain
yeah.
is translucent mm-hmm. to light.
Yes.
You can't see the damage in porcelain until you hold it up to the light. Some of y'all gonna get that.
My Lord, my Lord.
See,
my Lord.
You might be looking at me and how I'm ministering right now, but if you hold me up to the light, there's some scars
there's
and some bruises.
Yes.
That got me to where I am right now.
Yes.
The porcelain just holds it together. It's tougher than any. Pieces that put together, porcelain holds it together,
holds it,
and it makes it look good.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go through transparency and it's translucent to light.
Amen.
The light is Christ.
Amen.
And he just covers us and he keeps us covered, cause we talk with him.
Yes.
We walk with him.
Yes.
And we tell him I am his. And he tells me I am
and
his own. Come on now.
Amen.
When you sing those songs it, with your value,
yes.
those songs come alive.
Yes.
Those songs come alive.
Yes.
Sometimes we sing songs, we just sang it called everybody in the church singing it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get
when you
do your work and
on.
Know who you are in God,
yes.
those very songs come alive.
That's right.
That's why you see
That's
sometimes
right.
people in tears
yes.
when that song is being sung.
Because yes.
they feel the presence of God,
God.
Connected
yes.
to
yes.
what's on the inside.
Amen.
If it ain't nothing in there, it
Lord.
Won't connect.
Amen.
And I just thank God for the confidence that I have in God.
Amen. Amen. You can't let anybody make you feel less than who you know that you are. You know, so many people down talk on people, and people get, you don't know where that person at in their mind.
Okay.
You don't know what's going on the inside of
yeah.
them. That's why, you know, even with bullying today, you're bullying somebody, you don't know though what's going on in their mind.
That, exactly.
You know, because God is so good and God loves them so much, you know. So we got to show love instead of being so malice and
yeah.
envy and strife in the church.
Yeah.
You don't want to use this one. You don't want to use that one. But everybody is of
value
in God's eyesight. He created us in his image. He made us. He knows us from the inside out. Yes, through life, even with men, some men, amen, have went through some terrible things
oh,
in
yeah.
their lives. You know, people easily see the hurt and the disappointment in women. But do you actually see it? It's in the men
Ooh.
Also. They need to know that God loves them as well as he does the woman. Amen. You can't count them less than who they are. You know, because like you said, along the way, you've got scars.
Oh, man.
You've got knocks. You got bruises.
Yeah.
You got hurt. You got disappointment. And you don't gave up on life. But I'm here to tell you today, come to Jesus.
Come to him.
Come on.
Man, just
because
come
he
to
will,
him.
He, when you connect with God, that's the life. When you connect with God and he begins to raise you up, and you begin to say, "Woo, this feel good."
Yeah.
And you begin to want more and more
yeah.
of him.
Yeah.
So we just thank and praise God today for saying, to letting us know, to let people know that they are valuable.
You are valuable.
No matter what you've been through, no matter what nobody say, know who you are. That I am valuable. Get in the mirror, women. Get in the mirror, men.
Yeah.
And say, I am beautiful. I'm beautiful. Handsome. Come on here. Come on here.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Because it doesn't matter about. Can't think of his name right now. That went up the sycamore tree. Because he was living in status.
I was just going to say his name.
Uh-huh.
Zacchaeus.
But when he went up the, up the sycamore tree. Amen. He was little in status, but he was big in the eyesight of God.
He was big outside of God.
Amen.
Then think about that.
Yeah.
He was the smallest person in the group.
Uh-huh.
And he couldn't, he was so small, he couldn't even see Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But he did something. He didn't lead, he didn't let that stop him from seeing Jesus.
Right.
He said, I got to figure out a way to see him. Everybody
yes.
could see him.
Yes.
In his mind. But him.
But him.
Now, somebody else might have could have saw him,
uh-huh.
but he, from where he was sitting,
he thinking
from his position,
him.
I'm the only one can't see
uh-huh.
Jesus. So he got a thought.
He got a thought.
I need to come up higher. Don't play with it. Woo! Sometimes we just need to come up higher.
Stop.
And he decided.
Lie to you.
See?
His thoughts were lying to
him. His thought was lying to him. Now, out of all them people, you can't be the only one that can't see him.
Uh-huh.
But he thought. Man, so he passed that lie
mm-hmm.
and said, I'm going to see him.
Yes.
And he climbed the tree and got noticed.
Amen.
Sometimes you got to go and sing a song even though you know you're going to crack.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to go and get up and testify even though you don't know the right words.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's built
in
you.
Come on.
We'll connect. Now that man became one of the most blessed people in the Bible.
Because
he did something nobody else was doing, y'all. We got to be original.
Amen.
You got to be unique.
Amen.
Stop trying to be like everybody else.
My Lord.
Don't sing the song the way Whitney Houston was singing.
Come on.
That's not your voice.
Come on.
That was her voice.
Yes.
But you have your own way of singing. Sing that way.
Amen.
God going to hear you.
My Lord.
God going to advance what you doing, what he put in you. I got a certain personality. I can't be like T.D. Jakes.
Amen.
I can mimic him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know how to mimic him,
uh-huh.
but I need to be Apostle Claude Jones.
Amen.
I need to be what God has put
Jesus,
in me.
Jesus.
I need to use this personality that he gave me.
Jesus.
I got a happy, I don't need to come to church looking frowned up like I suck
Amen.
The living. Because that's not going to work
that's
for me.
Work.
All he's going to do is make me laugh at everybody else in the building.
Amen.
So I just need to be who I am so that God can use me when he ready to use me.
Amen.
He can't use me if I'm trying to be like somebody else.
Somebody else.
I'm being fake. The word I'm saying is fake.
The
movement I'm doing is fake because I'm trying to be like somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Be unique, baby.
Amen.
Be who you are.
Amen.
Don't be afraid of who God has made you.
Amen.
Remember, he said you are fearfully and wonderfully. This girl said, stop listening to your lie.
Amen.
Stop lying, your lying thoughts.
Amen.
What this?
Keeping you in bondage. Keeping you in bondage in your mind.
These thoughts got you all tied up.
Got you all,
it ain't the folk that got you tied up.
Come on, you got yourself in captivity.
He could have said, let me let these tall folks,
yes.
and I'm just going to go home.
Yes.
But he found a tree.
Yes.
Strong enough to hold him up. Y'all don't want
to
talk.
Glory to God.
Now.
Hallelujah.
He found a spot where he could get higher than he has ever been before.
Yes.
He did something he ain't never did before.
Yes.
He climbed a tree to see somebody.
Yes.
Huh?
Glory to God.
To get a connection from somebody.
Yes.
You got to be willing to cry out. You know, sometimes we're in church, you be wanting to cry out and you feel like you ain't worthy because you did something Friday, Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
Baby, but when you come before the throne, you got to remember it's by grace and mercy.
Yes.
And you got a right to cry out.
Come on.
Because that's where the deliverance is at.
Yes.
When you cry out, even when folk had demons in them, the Bible said, and they scream.
Yes.
and they came out. Mm-hmm. You sometimes you have Negro in the backyard, and I think I'm going to do it today. When I get to my house, I'm just going to go out there and scream Amen. To get some stuff
Let
done that the power of God can move how it needs yes, to move and not be afraid to shout at my house.
Come on.
Not be able, not be afraid to anoint my house, to anoint my yard. This lady called us one time. She had some issues going on in her house. And she asked us to come out there and pray. And I went out there, and she had a nice yard. And the Lord spoke to me and told me, go pour oil in her yard. And I made a cross in her yard.
Yes.
And she called some time later, long time. She said, the cross is still in my yard.
My
no matter how the grass goes season after season and cut that the grass, that cross.
Still in there.
Woo, when you obey God,
when
it lasts.
God.
When you do what God says, it's going to stay. That's
yes.
why you frustrated because stuff you doing ain't what God told you to do. It's
Amen.
What somebody else said.
Amen.
And that's okay. But when you do what God say, that's what's going to last.
Amen.
That's what's going to bring you out
Amen.
And keep you huh? in the sinner's wheel. Watch this scripture. I'm getting crazy. Y'all see it. You see it. Pray for me. Just keep praying. Because I feel the anointing of God.
Hallelujah.
Now, this scripture said, this is Isaiah 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. This is what you got to know.
Mm-hmm.
When you get ready to speak, when you get ready to do if you finna do a praise there, you gotta know this God with you. So don't be afraid. You might be a little nervous, but don't be afraid. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God.
Yes.
You're only doing this because I'm your God. Come on now. It said, I will strengthen you and help you. See, you ain't gonna be doing it by yourself. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Righteous.
We talking about God. We ain't talking about the preacher. We talking about God with the worth that you have. The value that you have. Listen, this has been Kingdom Chat. I'm telling you, we done got crazy up here. My host, I'm telling Louise Gordon, I'm telling girl,
God
has been a blessing. I hope the word has been a blessing.
God.
Listen, power up. You're valuable.
You're valuable.
God bless you.
Amen.